Well, first of all, the people are willing to sacrifice. So it's a relative question on are the people willing to? They're willing to sacrifice at this point. So he doesn't have to be quite as concerned at that point, but at the same time, he doesn't want his economy to collapse. At this point, if you look at the official data coming out of China, it shows that industrial output grew 6.1% year on year in April. That was less than what was we saw in March. And it was, but it was better than what was anticipated by analysts. Now, you can debate the accuracy of those government numbers, but when you dig deeper into them, it shows that the areas that saw strength in the manufacturing sector were those areas that were being supported by heavy doses of stimulus. For example, China has a trade-in program for appliances. Trade in your old appliance for a new one, you get a big subsidy, trying to encourage manufacturing in that sector. There are other parts of the economy that have those big stimuluses as well. All of that is dramatically increasing China's debt load at this point. Can China continue to do this for a while? Yes, they can. The 90-day reprieve on the tariffs is resulting in US retailers taking advantage of this window that even though they still have some significant tariffs to pay, they are using it to load up on consumer goods for the Christmas holiday to fill their reserves, to fill their storehouses, so to speak, so they can make sure they have supplies for the US Christmas holiday. That may be good for the US consumer. That may help buy time for President Trump, but it also helps buy some time in China, helping to prop up their economy at a time when it buys more time for Xi Jinping to hope President Trump loses support here in the United States. The final thing I would say is the bottom line in China's economy that every consumer looks to is the property market. And they did get a little bit of a bump in the property market because most of their assets are in property in China in the average household. They got a little bit of a bump, but in the end, they still saw the property sector decline 10.3% on the year. And unsold properties, well, that inventory of unsold properties went up by less than 1% on the month. And it's up 4.8% on the year and nearly 60% higher than it was when this cycle started in 2020.